If you enjoy the Three Rivers Academy, please click the link below to donate to the MetaHumans Rising GoFundMe campaign. Thanks.
Did you just say your ass will be laminated?
Yes.
I can imagine many things happening to my ass, but being laminated is a new one.
Speaking of your ass, have you filed your taxes yet?
Housedoc Productions presents Open Actions, an actual play podcast featuring Archie, Krista, Mike, and Dave Silva, author of the Open Actions system.
Recently, we've been having scheduling conflicts, so we've been running a series of alternate games. Tonight, we thought we would do a character creation for an upcoming game, and it looks like Mike will be running it for us. And I'll actually be playing in this game.
You are all doomed.
That is, in fact, probably true.
Accept it now. It'll make your life easier. What little of it is left. You know, if I'd actually thought about it, I would have gone back and listened to the first episode. Just get an idea of how to start this shit.
All right, well, how about you set the stage? What's the general setting and tone of your campaign about? What power level do you think we should be playing?
Well, I was operating under the idea of everybody being a classic character.
That tends to be where we fall as far as our games go.
Yep. Nice and easy. Don't want you getting too high and mighty, you know. Keep you in your place. I expect that the campaign will move around a bit, but for the initial portions of it, your characters will need some reason to be in or around the New York area.
We all kind of know New York.
Yeah. The other option was like Boston, but I figured this is easy because things I don't know about New York, Archie can probably cover.
Well, it's true. I do know a little bit.
But I expect this campaign to move around a bit, depending on what you guys do. It'll probably end up being fairly open-ended. Never really been big on the railroad.
But I've been working on the railroad every gosh darn day.
I'm deducting one XP for that.
One
of those non-existent XPs you already got.
Centered around New York, and we're going to be traveling some.
However you want to set up your origin, it's fine as long as your character has some reason for ending up in New York. Since you guys didn't already have characters made, and I only have like the vaguest idea of what you're going to be able to do or what your character's going to be like, I pretty much left my ideas open-ended based on, and left it up to you guys to decide where everything would go. Once I actually know more about your characters, I can actually make more concrete plans. You have to keep in mind, it's been like 7 years since I really GM'd anything, so I'm going to be a little rusty.
Alright, and are we using the MetaHumans Rising setting, or what did you have planned there?
Yeah, I was going to set it in the same basic universe as the other games.
Okay. So, just for our listeners, that means that the game is going to be set in 2010. There are superheroes from many different walks of life, from aliens to high technology to mutants and magic. Is there anything you want to add to that?
I'll keep it a secret.
Okay.
It'll be more fun that way. Well, for the most part, until we actually get into game, really, this is still your portion, because you're the one who wants to do the whole character creation on the air, instead of just letting me create my characters in a normal way, like a real person would.
You know we're supposed to all create our characters together, right?
For the team origin?
That sounds like communism to me.
What we do at this point is just talk about the character background, elements, origin, catalyst, motivations, and what kind of powers we're envisioning.
Sounds like a perfect time for me to take a nap.
Didn't you just say you wanted to know more about our characters?
Good point. I guess I'll have to pay at least some attention. God. I'm kidding. If I don't know more about your characters, how can I tailor the evil things I'm going to do to you to specifically fit to you?
I'm so not touching that.
Alright, so we want to discuss the scope.
Well, we actually already talked about the general scope and the power level stuff. That was a pretty easy conversation since we know the setting.
But I didn't think there was much more we could add to that.
Oh, that's what I was asking you. Did you have anything that specifically that you plan on changing around for your campaign?
No, I just plan on adding a few things to the world. Small things, things no one will notice, I'm sure.
Also, that's why we have that 50-foot mecha behind us?
Alright, so on to part two. Alright, so we want to start with Archie?
Sure.
Alright, so we're starting with background.
Alright, so I will go ahead and say character concept I made up. It's based on the idea that this is the daughter of a man who ended up becoming a soldier, and as a result of being caught up in stuff in the war, became a super soldier. Had a kid with a woman during the war, you know, as a one-time fling, and it turned out to be something. And then several years after that, the thing that's special about her is that because of his exposure to KB during the war, she became, I guess, a prodigy of sorts, specifically towards anything she would see, she would be able to replicate physically. And she was very quick on picking up skills. But instead of being just an idiot savant, they just called her a savant.
So when you say she could replicate anything you see, you mean that she could, like, create objects?
No. Replicate as in, if she's a gymnast, if she saw a gymnast in a film during the Olympics, of the Olympics, she would go ahead and be able to reproduce the physical actions that particular, let's say, in the case of that example, the acrobat was performing.
So, muscle memory mimicry.
Yeah. As long as he got a good enough image of what she was seeing, she could do it.
Is it regulated only to physical, or does it include mental tasks?
No, she can't replicate mental tasks, but she can learn quickly. I mean, she's the kind of person who will pick up a manual and then, like, think, oh, that's how you do it. And she could do the functions that were specified there. Or extrapolate other stuff based on it.
So maybe not the inventor type, but certainly, given enough time, she could help out anybody out in their science projects.
Yes. The only thing else that's unique about her is the fact that, since we are playing in the modern age, she was actually cryogenically suspended when her father became seriously ill and then decided she wanted to stay with him until he can get the help he needed. Fortunately, because he's not being a factor in the game, I'm going ahead and say he expired during the cryogenic suspension process. During the cryogenic suspension, and she's all that's left of her family in the world.
Based on that, what kind of history town do you think best fits? Sounds like education fits her pretty well with how quickly she learns.
Yes, to represent the fact that it's not necessarily the fact that she's super smart, but she definitely has her ability to absorb intellect and make things. She could have already studied whatever it is that never attempted to perform. It certainly doesn't pay. Some of the other stuff doesn't pay. She doesn't know anybody in the modern age.
Girl out of time.
And for the record, even though it is most of the stuff here sounds like it was probably out of a Captain America thing, and indeed, Captain Patriot, was a character that I originally read, which was based on Captain America. That's about as close as it gets to any similarities. All right, I said my piece.
At least we didn't have to wait 40 minutes for him to mention that the father was a superhero this time. Next up, what are your thoughts on your origin? Because it sounds like you could fit into any of three different categories, really.
Well, she's I guess she's generational by virtue of the fact that her father was exposed to KB. I'm trying to remember the other origins.
Well, generational means that you're a mutation. There is a specific option for being KB exposure.
Well, she wasn't specifically KB exposure, that's why.
her father was exposed, not her.
Right.
Yeah. On the other hand, she could just be really that smart in most of the stuff that she does, except for that whole muscle memory thing, which I don't think it's kind of normal for average people to have.
So it sounds like you're leaning towards generational.
Generational applies. I'm just not sure which one of the other ones apply also.
Well, dedication could apply fairly well. You could probably make a case for experiment with the exposure adaptation.
With dedication, you might want to say daughter of a World War II hero, and never back down as the bonus really plays into her ability to adapt to any situation.
Actually, I hadn't thought about that.
Alternatively, we could do something like, we could take the venerable bonus from under KB exposure and just rebrand that as ability to learn, which gives you a bonus to your education rolls.
Which one is that one again? The exposure?
Yeah, KB exposure, venerable. So she would have this huge wealth of knowledge on general subjects, but not necessarily specifics.
Actually, that sounds just like what it should be. So let's go ahead. I think I like that. So for Arjun, we'll go ahead with KB exposure.
Well, you're going to list it as what makes sense for the character. You weren't actually exposed to KB. You would just list it as something like photographic memory. Or photographic body and mind.
And we'll use that as the basis for the... Thank you, Dave.
And that notes just wants to know what bonus is applying.
Actually, based on some prior discussion we have, we actually don't know what happened to the father as far as his body is concerned.
I think the plan is we're going to sort out, since you said you don't know anybody, so we talked about having Savant de-thawed during the Team Origin.
Yes.
The next one, the one I always have so much fun trying to figure out, the catalyst. The moment when you... good tongue, yeah.
Well, she admired her father. I mean, all her mother used to talk to her about was the stories of the Patriot. And she recognized his kind of style during his time in the war. So she had a great deal of pride for her father.
So kind of a, either like a uphold the family name or...
She's doing it for Dad.
Following in your father's footsteps?
This always ends up throwing me off. When you could go ahead and invoke Catalyst to do something within the game, or is that something else I'm thinking about?
You draw that in when you're taking an action that applies directly to your Catalyst. You get to apply that as a free supporting talent. So you can pull in your Catalyst as a free supporting characteristic whenever it applies to the actions that you're taking. So if you have the Catalyst of following in your father's footsteps, you would pull that in and gain it as a bonus when you're taking an action that your father would have done, but not necessarily Savant would do. You see the distinction there?
Because her father would be the kind of person who would jump into a situation. Well, not jump into a situation, but he would have to shield out. He will go there, and he's more of a two-fist sort of fellow. So he would go ahead and try to help the person out, you know, basically generally with fisticuffs involved. Well, as if she needed to go ahead and jump into a situation, she would have to, I see her more of a thinker. She's not just going to jump in just because her father would. Or if she does jump in a situation like that, she's going to be more observant about how she's going to handle things once she comes in there. Try to be more adaptable, if that makes any sense. Or am I thinking it wrong?
Right, so the you'd be able to pull that in when you were taking an action based on what your dad would do versus what Savant would normally do.
So she decides to go in guns blazing, so to speak, then that's where something like that would apply?
Right. Instead of thinking through the situation and being more...
Because she's an overthinker. All right, that works. Thank you.
Now for your drive, that which propels your character forward when others turn away.
What drives her into doing what she does? Why do I see do the right thing? I mean, it would be easy for her just to not do anything and just go in involved just go on with her life.
Well, the point of the catalyst is to say that you are a hero. So we already know that you're going to be doing hero things, right? The drive is what pushes you to go beyond your limits.
I think it's just a matter of pride. She wants her father to be proud of her while he's watched down from on in heaven. She wants to live up to her father's name.
Isn't that kind of like her catalyst, though?
Yeah. Okay. Well, actually, that will all depend on if anybody even remembers who he is from World War II. I mean, if nobody remembers who Captain Patriot was from World War II.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What would you say you were creating Captain Patriot? What would you have given him as a drive?
He was a government man. He's the kind of person who would fight for his country. That's why I always drove him.
Well, the reason I ask is perhaps she would be in her attempts to emulate him would have a drive that would be something he would strive for. That's why I'm asking. That gives you any ideas?
Because she wants to help other people.
Is she focused on protecting America itself or protecting the people in America?
The problem is that she's French. She didn't grow up in the United States except for the time that he was spending, those few years that she was looking after her father.
Well, if her father was known for protecting people, perhaps she would have adopted the same drive.
Yeah.
Protect those that cannot protect themselves type of thing. Calm down, cat.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. It just seems suitable for to protect those that cannot protect themselves. All right, so we got those down. Now, the other history talent gets 3.
Well, you don't need to start assigning values yet. We're still in the conceptualizing phase.
Okay.
Now it's time for you to visualize what her powers might be. There's no need to assign values or characteristics to them yet, unless you know right off the bat what you think you want.
Well, she's a... I'm saying she's a servitus, first and foremost. She's a practitioner of savant?
French for fighting?
Yeah. At least that's why she first mastered. She might have mastered some other stuff under her father's tutelage, but... We're not going into details on that yet. So even if she had her metahuman abilities suppressed, that would be one of the things that she has first and foremost in her head. What I see from her is that she wouldn't actually lose any of the knowledge she's gained if that were to happen to her. So it's not that she's going to forget it. She probably just would have remembered. She wouldn't learn anything else at that rapid rate. And basically, the only other ability that she has besides that is basically the ability to learn quickly. I don't know if there's a specific boon or power we can go ahead to attribute to that. And
well, you can start with for fighting styles, give her savate.
Yeah, between that and good old boxing from dear old dad, at the very least, so she could actually box and kick. All right. What else? Nothing else in the way of powers. I don't really see her being more of a power person as much as a skill person. She might have the ability to go ahead and reproduce people's actions, but that's not what defines her. Her brain is her biggest strength. I always felt that she always should be able to think her way out of a situation.
Well, there's always the option of trying to create a power replication with with limitations based on how it works.
Well, I think the easy thing for her to do,
or like mimicking,
or what it sounds like the easy option for her, would we're going to give her a fighting style, and then we give her a power, something like photographic, which is a support power, and then give her tricky and shift power so that she could spend 3 willpower and just pick up support to any given talent for the entire scene. So she could just instantly know some stuff based on what she's seen, and then give her the limitation that she has to see it first.
So if she's fighting her particular opponent, she can go ahead and pull that in.
Well, this is more for support. This is for gaining talents, not for actually stealing powers.
We can do mimicking fighting styles as well, using the same train of thought. But just the basic ability for her to learn virtually anything instantly, even though she might not retain the knowledge, it's pretty easy to do with just a basic power and just a few boons.
Well, the only other thing would be, I think we discussed it briefly the last time, is that she still has her dad. She probably still has her father's old gear, so she might still have his shield. So it's possible she could still be fighting with it. Although we didn't actually say that she did the last time we were discussing this off podcast.
Yeah, but if we want to, you can certainly have a shield.
If you wanted to have some of his old some other equipment, a few purchases of a tools boon will cover you for most of that stuff. She probably wouldn't have the strength to use the shield offensively, but I imagine she could put it to use pretty effectively as a defensive tool.
I mean, no, she won't be tossing the shield around like him.
Right. That would give you the option to buy a piece of gear for specifically defensive purposes, have your Savat focus on offensive, and then have your Photographic be a support power. You'd end up with 3 abilities, each one covering one role.
Yeah, I definitely see her style being not just the size being able to fight like that. Definitely have a sort of acrobatic nature to it. Of course, that kind of stuff was not as popular during when she learned the skill. So it's like nowadays it's kind of like old hat. Again, that's part of her being the woman out of time.
So Dave, do you want to go through your questions before we move on to power levels?
Sure.
The fun one, you got a background over there?
I do have a background.
You going to read all that?
Only if you wanted me to. I will sum up.
There we go. Otherwise, I need to go to the bathroom while you read. Actually, in that case, read it all. I'll be right back. Somebody got very verbose in his writing.
There's nothing wrong with being verbose. Except if you're trying to put on a podcast.
I believe that was completely uncalled for. Oh, wait, no, the other one. Completely called.
The idea is kind of simple.
Should I cough and say bullshit now, or cough and say bullshit later?
The character's name is Flux. I was kind of inspired with the concept of a character out of time. While this character is not from the 1950s, they're from the 1970s, no, the early 80s. Sorry. I was enamored with this out-of-time concept, so I wanted to go along with it too. Originally, Flux was 2 different people, Robert Weiss and Danny Dobson. Robert was a teacher at a failing school, and Danny was a failing student at this failing school who came to Mr. Weiss with an idea about teleportation. Robert took it on himself to sit down with Danny and work through these ideas to try and engage him with an educator to see if that would help him in school if he knows that people are listening to him. What he didn't know is that Danny had actually stumbled across one of the fundamental forces of how the universe works. As the two of them worked through their ideas and started writing things down, they shifted, and they were in this state that Danny had proposed, where he was everywhere and nowhere at the same time, and it was just a matter of picking the right moment to be in the place that you need to be, which is how teleportation works for him. And they didn't realize that they had fallen out of sync, or that they spent the next 26 years perfecting this theory. The entire time they were just in this classroom working together, and their minds kind of merged during that period. They started by finishing each other's sentences and finishing each other's thoughts and didn't really realize that they were really of one mind when they finally perfected the formula and snapped back into reality as a single being. There was this moment of shock when they realized that the classroom they had been in somehow merged with the boardroom of Corporate Center that had been built on top of the school since it'd been over 20 years. Flux is also reconciling the fact that he has two sets of memories, but only one personality now. Whoever Robert and Danny were had become one person. He teleports away without thinking about it to try and come to grips with who he'd become. And he realized that he could tap into this fundamental force, and it gave him a strange kind of sense of things around him. But he was scared to share that knowledge with other people just because of the side effects that happened to Robert and Danny. As a memoriam to the personalities that became who he is now, he calls himself Bobby. The end.
Now, at least you didn't go with Dobby.
Dobby, stupid, stupid, stupid.
That's fairly well fleshed out. The concept of being in multiple places when still gives me a headache, but, you know.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, he's actually in no place at the same time.
Go fuck yourself. Have I ever mentioned quantum physics is not my favorite subject?
It could just be Zos Zen. He could be like, he's a part of the universe.
Who?
He's one with the universe and none at the same time.
Well, it sounds like you got a pretty good grasp on what your origin's going to be. Sounds like experiment or empowered, though I'd say more likely experiment fits pretty well.
I was thinking of actually exposure, which is a variant on experiment.
Go with the I always figured you for exposing yourself.
Which really doesn't... Yeah, it's the same bonus for being an experiment, it's just that he wasn't experimented on, it's that he was exposed to this fundamental force, which I'm calling it the Aportation Arcanum.
And you have anything in mind for your catalyst? What makes a man with these kinds of powers decide to fight crime?
Well, I had a couple of different ideas. One is, man is not ready to know.
Oh, Lord. You're not ready to know what I know now.
But that seemed kind of douchey. And then the other one was that he has all these different senses now that he is everywhere and nowhere. And so he can sense things that have a temporal significance. And so he wants to weight the scales in the direction of a better future. Even though he doesn't necessarily know how things are going to turn out, he knows that if he intervenes at these points in time, he'll be helping to create a better future.
Yeah, I was making the joke of, sounds like your catalyst is along the lines of a brighter tomorrow.
A brighter tomorrow today?
What do you think of, like, the weight of the future?
Considering Americans keep getting fatter, man, that future must weigh a lot.
As he's actually noticed, coming from the 80s.
I just like the idea of the first thing he sees as he leaves is the KFC double down. He just has to shake his head and go, what has become of this country?
Teleportation. You're going to have to explain to me how is that any different than what they were eating in the 80s.
There was no KFC double down in the 80s.
I realized that.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't a sandwich in the 80s where they decided, we don't need bread, we'll just have chicken for bread.
So you purposely handle greasy food because you don't want to eat bread?
After the podcast, I'll send you guys a link to a brilliant Patton Oswalt bit on the Double Down.
Oh, the failure bowl of... I can't remember what it was.
It's different. He says this is some Caligula shit.
He had a great thing on like the bowls that KFC did as well. And KFC got pissed at him for it.
Oh yeah.
Which was made it funnier. I just want you to know, your catalyst, little on the pretentious side.
Okay.
But it fits with your concept.
My concept pretentious?
Damn quantum physics crap.
Well, I wasn't trying to be pretentious. I was just trying to capture, you know, something that felt very comic booky.
Oh my, the weight of the future.
What, everything smelling roses at the 50s? There was nothing wrong.
Something.
Unless you want to consider McCarthyism or all that other stuff. But that's not stuff she had to deal with.
That's, you know, all that fun with Cuba.
Oh, Cuba's the 60s. She didn't know anything about that.
What propels the character forward when others would turn away?
He's looking to bring back the 80s, man.
Oh no, I was so busy being an 80s guy, I forgot to cure my bonitis.
You know, I don't think that dance was as safe as they said it was.
Okay, well, since I have a pretentious catalyst, let's go for a humbler drive. I could do something like A Lot of Catching Up to Do, or, Man Out of Time, or I could do something along the lines of reconciling my pasts. Not sure what age he should be.
I just realize there's an old man inside that young boy.
Wah, 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 wah.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Yeah, because his body's actually a pairing of both Robert and Danny. So Danny was like 15, Robert was 30-something. Bobby looks like he's in his mid-20s. And then he's got one blue and one brown eye. Don't make that joke.
Aw, damn it. How'd you totally know I was about to make that joke?
So what do you think as far as the drive goes?
Curing up a really dreary...
I've always had trouble coming up with drives.
Well, if I do the whole out of time thing, won't I get to make a Back to the Future reference? And two, it's a little bit more lighthearted?
Well, any chance to make Back to the Future references...
Did he actually watch Back to the Future before he went into his aportation hole?
Well, I'm sure his last name is Capacitor, so probably.
No, he did not see Back to the Future, unfortunately.
Oh, I have an idea. Well, if you want to go less lighthearted. Nope, I lost it.
Well, the idea of having two separate pasts or two separate sets of memories that he's trying to reconcile is a little bit more serious.
Well, I was trying to come up with something in regards to teaching people to accept. Because the whole thing about him not wanting to tell people about what he's learned or what he's become, what he's done, but I can't really find the words to explain it. You're probably better off with the more lighthearted one. Back to the Future.
I will even call it Out of Time.
No, we actually skipped over the background talent.
Well, why don't I do that as a background? I'll actually do that as a background, two sets of memories.
That'd be interesting. Dual memory. This one will be fun with you. Powers.
He does not have any, like, fighting... talents. Like, he does not know boxing or anything like that.
He can't throw down. He can't go nerd rage.
Oh, he can definitely go nerd rage. Since his aportation arcanum allows him to be everywhere and nowhere, he can teleport. He can also be multiple places at once. But the more places he is, the harder it is for him to concentrate or hold his train of thought.
Well, it's kind of hard. I could see that because you would be so distracted from all the different places you're in, you couldn't focus exactly on the one thing that you're trying to do at this particular moment in time.
The other part of that, he doesn't require eyes to see. He actually just has an understanding of his surroundings.
Because he's one with the universe, man. Totally zen.
Buddha ain't got nothing on him.
So even if someone like gouged out his eyes, it wouldn't affect him. Other than that, it would hurt.
Might be a tad bit uncomfortable.
I do think that I'm going to take phased for him so that he can like have attacks pass through him.
You didn't think I was really here, did you? I'm over there.
And then back up to create like multiple copies of himself.
He's his best friend. Time for a raise.
We did agree to do classic?
Yep, classic.
Alright, so let's do that real quick.
There are three different arrays. There's heroic, balanced, and focused.
Okay, the way I see it, I know with Savant, I see here with relatively normal stats,
uh-huh.
certain things about her would be heightened.
So you're probably going to aim more for a focused.
Yes.
You'll have a few really high stats in certain areas, mostly in the mental categories, with all your physical stats aiming to be low, maybe with the exception of like dexterity. Is that the kind of thing you're looking for? Or?
Yeah. Well,
actually, here's my question. She has a photographic memory and photographic ability to repeat what other people are doing. But is she actually like hyper intelligent, or just has the ability to retain that information?
That's a good question. I don't see her as being hyper intelligent. I think I see her more as just, I guess, well rounded in the manner of her education.
You know, you have like five stats that are above average.
You're talking from the heroic tree, the heroic path. So let me just post this down here. Okay. Now, her strength constitution would be relatively normal. So I guess 5 for those. Her dexterity would be relatively high. I just don't know whether I want to put an 8 or a 10 to that. Now, the intelligence doesn't have... I mean, I could just have a high intelligence and just attribute that to the fact that she picks up stuff so quick. Well, not necessarily raw intelligence.
My question was, is would her ability be more mental than intelligence? Since she's not hyper-intelligent, maybe her powers simply come from...
You think if for the power she has to go ahead and think things through quickly, it'd be something that adds as a support to her that allows her mental to support her intelligence?
Well, I'm just suggesting where to put the higher attributes. I was assuming mental would probably be what's your powers based off of, and dexterity is probably what your fighting style is based off of.
Okay, I'll tell you what. She's intelligent, but not super intelligent.
So 8 or 10 there.
Huh?
So probably an 8 or a 10 there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put the 8 there in the intelligence.
Okay.
Her mental attribute is probably really high.
That's going to be your 12.
And she's relatively dexterous because of her ability to pick up her moves. So we'll put the 10 there. Now I just got to put in 2 8s and the rest 5s. Now, she's still young, so wisdom is probably going to be one of the average stats.
So put that as a 5.
Okay. Her expression, I could see her being relatively expressive.
Her sense should also be high since she picks up on stuff.
Okay. So that'll pick up the 3rd 8, and then I can put the 5 here. But just make sure I got them all right.
Looks good to me.
Yeah, that's everything. Yay!
So you want to read out what you have there?
Alright, so everybody following along, I have a history of 10, a strength of 5, a dexterity of 10, constitution of 5, sense of 8, fortune and wisdom of 5, intelligence of 8, mental of 12, and expression of 8.
I went for the focused one, did you, Dave?
Yeah, my thought was he's going to have all this different kind of sensory input, so senses need to be high. And since you've talked about how much of a headache the concept gives you, I figured why not give him a super high intelligence.
Oh, too funny.
Nothing good ever comes from super intelligent characters.
for those of you listening, you should check out our first podcast and his character, Technica. So I did a history of 10, a strength, dexterity, and constitution of all five. Although I probably want to raise his constitution up with advancement points. His sense is 12, fortune is 5, wisdom is 8, intelligence is 15, mental is 8, and expression is 5.
Those low fortunes.
Oh, but I plan on taking serendipity.
Oh, fuck you. Take away my friend, will you?
Why can't I remember serendipity? It's always oh, that the happens something there around just for the occasion.
Well, for Flux, it's not that the something was actually there, so he just went and got it.
You know what? Just to be a real pain, why don't you go ahead and make one of your powers using serendipity, because you happen to know where everything is in your the other view.
So what's that? There's not a fire escape? Here, look again. No, the fire escape's right there.
Of course there's a fire escape there, see?
Archie, the background values are universal. You'll want to put in 10 for your origin, 8 for catalyst, 5 for drive, 3 for education.
Okay. Her education is a 3. Although I might just go ahead and boost that up with...
Yeah, I was going to suggest that when we get to advancement points, probably going to want to put some into education.
Yeah, because you know what? I'm thinking I might use the education as support for something. I think it seems appropriate for something. I'll figure it out.
All right, if memory serves. Next fun part is we jump down to talents and just start writing shit down that we think we want. Well, that you think you want. When I'm creating characters, it's the most annoying part because I always end up with way too many talents I want.
That's the point.
I hate you, especially your face.
Area of influence, reality.
I just want you to know, I no longer feel bad if my villains are overpowered and kill you. Why brawn with a question mark?
Because I'm not sure I actually want to take it, but it seems to make sense.
You know, it's something that interesting that I'm thinking about. I mean, I know offhand that she shouldn't know parkour prior to of the issues of our team origin here. But this seems something that she would learn really soon. And since it is a French art, might be something that she ends up picking up really quick. I'm just wondering if I want to try to bring that in there somehow.
Parkour really emerged just before World War I.
Really? I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, it was based on models of indigenous tribes met in Africa. And since it is French, although you were like, what, 8 when you moved to the States?
Yeah. Well, I'll put it in there somewhere. I'm just wondering, the reason I'm asking that because I'm wondering if the climbing would be appropriate for that under the circumstances. That's some kind of fast movement.
With her dad, I think climbing seems fitting.
Yeah.
If you want to buy parkour, I don't see why not. You can assume that there's some time between the issue 0 and the team origin and the start of the campaign. And in that time, she's watched a few YouTube videos and done a real good job of learning not to fall on her face.
Wow, this internet stuff is really neat.
Especially since, like, in the 2000s is when parkour exploded all over YouTube. It was, like, 2008, 2009, it was fucking everywhere.
Yeah. One thing I'm not giving her is computers. She doesn't know the internet yet. Or maybe I'll put it at such a low level that I'm not going to worry about it.
But I wanted to go back. So what was your thinking on buying Brawn?
Oh.
That he can literally move things by moving where they are within the universe?
Yeah.
Instead of buying it as a talent, why not buy it as a added support through the power?
Okay.
That actually makes sense. Because it's not like you're doing it yourself. You're using the power to do it.
We got a pair of code breakers.
I'm not looking at his stuff, so I just figured the whole idea behind being able to look at recognize stuff would be perfect for the cryptography angle. Especially since you don't have to rely on computers. Yeah, no saying pig Latin behind my back is a way to try to hide stuff. Okay, she definitely has domestic.
You are buying computer?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it at a really like low. I'm gonna put it like a really low level. I mean, at the very least, it'll get us started trying to figure out how the hell to use the damn contraption. I'll definitely etiquette.
That has to be the silliest study I ever put on a character.
I'm sure that will come in super
handy. Oh, I gotta see this study. Oh, just the period as a whole. Let's get the run. So you're a master of the 70s pop culture. Well, it's not like you watch a lot of Saved by the Bell, but you definitely remember your Saturday Night Fever.
So does he ever listen to disco music and hate himself at the exact same time?
He also has the same problem with punk.
But you got to remember something else, though. Savant never heard rock and roll music before, much less disco.
Well, her dad listened to country?
She was frozen for all of disco. In that regard, she was most lucky.
Lawrence Welk was big back then, right? Yeah, 50s. I was asking about fashion. I was thinking in my head about fashion anyway. If she would be, she wouldn't be necessarily fashion inclined with the modern stuff. She would probably look that stuff up on the internet once she figures it out. Okay, that's something I didn't think about. But gambling, with all the type of cards games they were played back then. Plus the fact she'd probably be an excellent card counter. Oh, shoot. You know what? I just thought about that. The whole photographic memory, eidetic memory, that kind of stuff, is that something that's in the... something that she won't forget? She doesn't forget stuff that she's exposed to, generally?
I would just have your power support wisdom, so that whenever you had to make a roll to recall some piece of information, you'd have your power to support your wisdom value.
Intuition, because ladies, women's intuition was very popular back then.
That's racist.
Why?
You know you've watched too much of Judge Dredd when every time you see the word law,
you hear
law in your head.
No, because I am the law.
Thank you, Amanda Sante.
Law.
Not to be confused with the actually good movie Dredd. Starring Carl Urban.
Which they're never going to make a sequel of. Despite the fact that Carl Urban pretty much said he'd do it for free, Carl Urban's the man. It's my favorite thing about the Doom movie.
That's right, I forgot that he was in there.
Yeah.
Despite how bad it was.
What, you didn't love that first person view towards the end of the movie?
I'll take Outlast, but she's too stubborn to die.
Are the plus signs your thoughts on where to spend your AP?
Yes.
I'm not even thinking about adding science, because any science she would have learned in the 50s would have been mostly out of date by now. And unless she's going to sit there and read encyclopedias, there are no encyclopedias anymore.
I'm sure you can find a traveling salesman who'll sell you one.
Is that what they call you people these days?
That's racist.
But it's a Tim Burton movie.
I get the feeling Archie's going to fall into the too many talents trap. Then the fun part begins.
The pruning. Yes, how many do I have here right now? 21? Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to kill some of these.
Or spend AP on them.
Well, you have movement, parkour, and jumping. I will get rid of jumping.
Yeah, I don't see her jumping like mass distances like Ariana.
What is your study of?
Study of study? No. I'm thinking maybe she studied up on the United States, history of the United States, got up to the time where she... I'm going to go ahead and say her study is involving her father's history.
So study Captain Patriot?
You know, and all the stuff that he told her about, you know, the stuff that you won't find in the history book. Leave it there for now. I haven't decided if I'm going to keep it or not. You know, I'll leave it in there because maybe I could always end up using it in case I have to go ahead and use the shield. And maybe I'll use that as a as a kind of boon to support it. Okay, she wouldn't know how to drive. All right, that's good enough for now. And she's from Paris itself, not from the outskirts, so she wouldn't have learned to ride a horse. I can use your assistance on this, though, Dave. As far as where I should place where. She should have acrobatics relatively high. I just don't know if I should go ahead use this.
Is there anything more important than acrobatics to her?
Actually, acrobatics is not that high of a priority for her. It's just the fact that she does it well.
So then that probably is going to be a 10 or an 8.
All right. Let's leave it at 8 for now.
Okay.
All right. The beauty thing, while she might be attractive, is not necessarily a thing she dwells on. I'll just leave
Did
that.
Did she actually use it to distract people? Is she that good looking?
I never thought about it. I don't see her using it like that normally, no.
Then I would probably dump it altogether.
Climbing.
Because the game assumes you're playing heroes, and heroes are always so damn good looking. But beauty is kind of like weaponized appearance.
No, that's not her thing. Let's put the 8 in there, fitness also. She's not chef level cook or anything else for that matter. Lock picking. I guess she picked that up from her mother's side. Parkour, I put that up there as one of the 8s.
On par with her acrobatics, that makes sense. You realize that you've already got 2 8s, right?
Oh, there. Well, I'll just leave it as a question mark for later. Perception. Definitely see her as being relatively perceptive, picking up on details. She's so detail oriented. You know what? I will put that as a 10. It kind of makes sense. Maybe I could go ahead and use the perception as how she goes about picking up on other people's movements for later on down the line. Research, I'll put that at 5. Hold off on the stealth for now. Wealth is going to be low. I know she got money. She just doesn't dwell on it. I put one of those at 3.
So what's going to be her biggest talent? What's her 12 and what are her 2 tens? What's her 12 and what's her other 10?
I originally would have assumed you would have aimed for, like, acrobatics, parkour.
I still may. I'm just have this, like, mental image. All right. I'm going to go ahead and give the cryptography a 5. Domestic is one of the 1s. Etiquette will also be one of the 1s. Intuition, I think I'm going to have that as the other 5. Okay, I'll be 1 to 3s then.
I spent all my time making villains.
Did you use the background characters to make some villains?
Or
did
Yes.
How did that work out for you?
Pretty well, actually. Yeah, I converted some of my partial characters into villains, and I used the background to fill out the rest. Roll up pretty fast villains that way.
It took me less than 2 minutes to put together villains in the middle of a session 1 week.
Nice. Took me a little longer than that, but...
I have a little bit more familiarity with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the background characters are set up so that if something crazy happens on the fly, you just like, there it is, done.
And that's done.
All right, so you want to read off your talents?
Sure. I have acrobatics at 12, climbing at 3, computer at 1, cryptography at 5, domestic at 1, escape artist at 1, etiquette at 1, fitness at 8, intuition at 3, lockpicking at 5, movement parkour at 8, perception and research at 10, stealth at 5, study of her father's prior works at 3, and wealth of her father's pension at 3. That's that. How about you, Dave?
I did a concentration of 3, cryptography of 3, which I plan on raising a whole bunch, education of 5, engineering of 1, I want to raise that also, forensics at 3, intuition at 8, long shot at 1, I want to raise that, perception at 8, repair at 3, research at 1, I want to raise that a good amount also, a science at 12, with specialties in formal and physical science, both at 10, serendipity at 5, a study of 1972 to 1983 pop culture at 1, and tracking at 5.
Well, I can see multiple areas where you two where your two characters will get along nicely. God help anyone you decide to research about.
Well, she's all about book smarts. The fact that she has a body that can do other stuff is a different issue entirely. Yeah, it's not like the 50s you had anything else you could study. It's not like we used the internet. You had to go to a library and actually use, paper books. Oh, heaven forbid, Flux ends up teaching Savant Valley speak. Speaking of which, are we ready to talk about the other stuff for the characters? Because I know she's multilingual.
To Boons.
We can do Boons?
Yeah, because I know she's multilingual. I just don't know to what extent yet. Yeah, the funny thing is going to be her trying to go to a bar with her ID that shows that her being from born in the mid-40s. Oh, yeah, that's fake.
I'm going to take no need for breathing, eating, sleeping, or eyes.
Okay. For a second there, I thought that said snark device.
Not quite.
I'm guessing that's not because he has a smartphone, and that's more that he can just make himself be at a computer somewhere to research stuff, or at a library somewhere to research stuff. I need to know this. I will make a copy of myself, go to the library, and research it while I do other stuff.
Exactly. Is that wrong?
Nope. If I had clones, I'd totally do that.
Well, it's worse than clones because he's controlling both bodies.
About her language with Boom. So she knows English, German, and Russian. I might need a little help, but I picked out the few that are obvious to me.
Your dad's shield, is that something that she's going to use more than once in a blue moon, or is that just going to be a blue moon kind of thing?
As I've been looking at the character more, I'm thinking she's going to carry it around. I think I'm going to go ahead and make her like a maybe not as much of a flag waver as her dad was. But then again, we both all share the same colors in our flags. You know what I see? I see her shield as like the last resort weapon. If she knows she's going to be in the fight and she's going to have to fight for Bear.
Sounds like a perfect candidate for hidden weapon tools.
Yep. Yeah. Except it's not going to be a weapon per se. Well, it could be a weapon, but whatever. Let's use the weapon tool to leave it at that.
Well, there was also the thing you're probably wanting to pick up Tricky for free uses of the power trick and the shift power for your photographic. So you could add supports for talents, represent her seeing somebody do something and then being able to immediately do it afterwards.
Yeah, let's see if we can fit that in here. I got to see how shift will be used in the...
Let's say you needed to be a scientist for a scene. You would spend 2 willpower, and then you'd get to add your photographic to any science rolls for the rest of the scene. Now, let's say in that same scene, you also needed fashion. You'd spend 3 willpower and then be able to add your photographic to fashion.
It has to have a support boon in there in the photographic for that to work, right?
Well, it's probably going to be a support power to begin with.
Are you done with boons? Didn't you say you wanted to have some tools other than just the shield?
I don't recall saying that.
You had a bunch of Captain Patriot's old gear with you?
Yeah, it says the shield.
I assumed you'd have bugs or tracers.
Him, nah.
Maybe a toolkit.
Okay.
Alright, I just gotta see how I'm gonna do the fighting style and the powers. I'm trying to read up more on the Savant, but, Savant.
It's a kickboxing focusing more on the kicks than the actual fists.
Yep. You wear a pointed steel-toed shoe. How do we know more than this?
I googled it when he first mentioned Savant.
No, my point is, how is it both you and I know more about Savant than the person taking Savant?
He picked it because it was French, but didn't actually read it.
I know it's a kick-based style, and it's not like I don't personally see her as being, while she is a, what's the word? Tirus, a master practitioner. She probably knows multiple styles just from dealing with her father. I just put Savat there because that's the baseline that she had before she met her father.
Isn't having your power support movement pointless if you're going to buy movement within the power because you already roll the power when you do the move?
Good point.
What was that? What are you talking about for him?
For him, yeah. I made that mistake once before.
Supporting something that supports something else? That already has it?
Well, no. When you buy a movement, a new movement within a power, the power automatically is used when you roll that movement. Okay, so that buying sense. An added support for that movement doesn't do you any good because you can't add the same power to the same roll twice.
So Savat figures a rather tough and dexterous style. So I'm trying to build this this power style, but this fighting style. Is it more offensive or defensive?
That is a question that you need to answer. Do you picture it as being primarily offensive or primarily defensive?
Well, I'm trying to look at it from history point of view.
This is comic books. You're allowed to take creative liberties.
If you want to look at it in a historical context, I would probably say it's an offensive style primarily. But again, this is what you chose to focus on while studying this martial art.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and... Well, it is primarily offensive. I'm going to go ahead and say that their fighting style takes some defensive stuff that she learned from her father. I'm just not sure. I'm going to basically go ahead and put it for both.
What is it primarily? Is it primarily offensive or primarily defensive?
Primarily offensive.
You'd have a secondary role for defense. To let you use your Savat's value, or half your Savat's value for defense.
All right. Yeah, I'm still out of luck. I'm still trying to figure out what else I need to... How I'm going to build the photographic. I don't think there's much more I want to do with the Savat style itself. At least not right now.
With the photographic, we know it's primarily a support power, and it's based on your mental. So at its most basic level, they give you a bonus too when it's supporting you.
Oh, we did something else we have to worry about with this. Okay, doesn't the Savat have to have something that allows the photographic to be included in it?
Could you define that a little bit more?
Well, because if she's fighting with somebody else, she could pick up her moves and use that to take as a... She can see how they fight, and by doing so, she can develop she could go ahead and find ways to move in association. She could use their own movements against them, so it acts as more of a defense. While her moves are not very defensive in nature, uh-huh. But because she sees the way that they're moving, she can know how to counter move. To avoid getting hit in the first place.
So that's just going to be a secondary role for defense on your photographic.
All right, yeah, that works. Let me go ahead and copy that in there. Yes, mentalist support for that. I'm trying to think if the perception would work with any of this stuff.
What do you mean?
You have mental right now support. Would the perception talent add into her photographic in a way that would be beneficial?
When you say adds into her photographic, you mean that you need perception to use your photographic power? Or are you talking about combat stuff?
I'm not trying to be combative about it, but I'm saying that she picks up... The fact that she picks up on stuff is because she's able to see what's going on with it. So like any kind of skill roll... Anything that, so this way if she sees something, she can go ahead and use that to apply it to other things that she's working with. Like if she's trying to...
Okay, Mike, do you understand what he's trying to say?
No, I have no clue what I'm saying.
Not really.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just trying to understand what you mean here.
Okay, how will photographic work with the other stuff that she's working with besides the combat?
All right, let's set up some very specific parameters here.
Yeah.
What do you mean by other stuff?
Like, if she were to go ahead and see somebody working on a bomb or something, how could she use that in order to try to defuse it later on if she's involved in another scene?
That's what your shift power is for.
Okay.
If you see somebody performing something with, like, demolitions, you could then use shift power to acquire a demolition skill for a scene, thus meaning that you've recorded what he's done and now know how to do it yourself.
I don't need to go ahead and think about adding perception to that, because shift power does the work for me.
New sense, temporal weight. Does that mean you can look at people and go, man, on a temporal scale, you are fat. You gotta shed those temporal pounds.
This is his ability to sense something significant happening. Like, this is an event that's important in time.
Interesting. I know she didn't take evasion either. You qualify for it if you want it.
I'm having to shave the power down so that I can afford to bump my attributes and talents.
Gotcha.
So I'm at 28 out of 30 AP. Let me focus on Archie real quick. Let me try and help you out here. Let's actually focus on what each thing does. So Savat is purely a fighting style. It's primarily offensive, although you do have some defensive techniques.
All right, what's he so far?
Your photographic power allows you to recall information and things that you've seen, correct?
Yes.
If you also wanted, you could do an added support for it on perception or sense.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Let's just define the powers first, because I think that's where Archie's getting tied up. Like, you and I can build the power, no problem. I just need to understand what he actually wants him to do. We're going to define it as a mental power that supports your wisdom, because you're able to recall amazing amounts of information.
Okay.
Now, in addition to that, let's see if there's anything by default we need to add to that. So, strangely enough, we're not going to take any support boons, even though it's a primarily support power. You said that it allows her to defend against opponents because she can predict people's moves and how they're going to react.
Yeah, I guess in the same token, it would also work offensively. Okay, so her wisdom helps to in support of remembering stuff for any other roles that she would need to handle under the mental. That's what you're saying, right?
Okay, so wisdom is used for recalling information.
All right.
And while her power is based on her mental, it supports her wisdom. So whenever she has to make a wisdom roll, she gets to add in her power.
Okay.
Is this simply photographic memory, or is it true eidetic memory? Because there is a difference. True eidetic memory means you remember all five senses. Photographic memory means you only remember what you see.
I think for the purpose of this character, I'm gonna stick with the visual aspect of it and not the all senses.
So I'm gonna add in the defense against quick attacks, so that this gives her a bonus to mental attacks and physical attacks. To hit with something that's based purely on physical might, it's not gonna help her out. Doesn't seem like she should have armor.
No, I don't see her being an armor wearer.
I mean, her power granting her armor.
I see her more as avoiding getting hit in the first place, as opposed to soaking up stuff.
Well, armor doesn't have to necessarily mean actual physical armor. It can literally mean that even when an attack hits her, it doesn't hit her full on.
Yeah, glancing blows, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
It doesn't look like there's any offensive boons that you really need to add also.
I'd probably have added Devastating to Savat.
It is a kind of nasty martial art form, especially when it comes to the whole bone-breaking thing that I've been reading up on. But I think that's a really costly power already.
How skilled in Savat do you prefer?
Well, we already mentioned Master. Master's so subjective. I'm like... I mean, it's not like she's supernaturally good.
Why don't we add in a specialty for her Savat then? if we want to make it more aggressive. So what kind of offensive specialty do you picture for her? Is she the fast, multiple hits person? Does she do very heavy blows? Is she good at...
I see it more of a fact of speed rather than her being really strong with the attack, like you were just mentioning.
Okay. So whenever you take a rapid action, that's like you attack twice on one action or you move an attack, something like that.
Yeah.
Specialty for that. And then if you attack the same opponent repeatedly, you'll get a bonus for that. If her specialty for heavy blow instead. So rapid actions and heavy blow. For her, a heavy blow isn't necessarily the assisted overhand strike. For her, it's, no, I kicked him in his spleen.
Yeah, like a nerve punch type of... Right. Okay. Now, did you already include the one for the attributes? Yeah.
What one for the attributes?
The one we added to Fortune.
Yeah.
Were we talking about upping her education? I totally forgot about that.
Also keep in mind that your origin adds to your education. But yeah, a few more points into it wouldn't hurt.
Okay, so she has a 13, effectively.
Right.
Oh yeah, I guess in that respect, I don't think we need to up the education anymore.
Well, I'd go 16, but that's because I like even numbers.
Well, you know what? I'll put it there if I don't have a place to put it elsewhere. I'm trying to test if there's anything else. There we go. How many advancement points I got left?
Nine.
Wow. Let me see what I'm deficient in that she should have learned from her father. Lock picking, she got a 5. That's pretty good for most people. The parkour is 8. That should be plenty good. Unless you think I should get more. Research and perception, plenty high still. Her fitness, I think, is pretty good for a normal human. The stealth I can improve, but the AP there for now.
You can always upgrade your domestic and your etiquette.
Yeah, I mean, this seems appropriate for her in any case. You know what? Let me go ahead and up-pump the wisdom up. Wisdom's going to take a part in her ability to deal with her photographic reflexes. I might say take advantage of that. The 5 is normal constitution, right? All right, I'm going to bump up the constitution one also. That leads me into the 4.
Well, you could pick up some fun boons.
If you want to make her more of a martial artist, you could have... Well, she's an analytical martial artist, right?
Yeah.
So you could have her research support her offense.
So if she studies up on the person ahead of time? Or has past dealings? Well, actually, the past dealings is part of her photographic, wouldn't it?
This is us saying she's able to analyze situations so quickly that when she sees someone try to attack her, she's like, okay, I know how to take you down.
Actually, yeah, that makes sense. So where do we add that again? That's the 2, that's 2 APs, right?
That would be 4 if you wanted a full value, or 2 if you wanted a half value.
Well, I must do the 4. That's all the points I had left anyway.
I think you could get more AP if you wanted to take some drawbacks.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take drawbacks.
Well, I'm not short of points at this point. I'm just trying to think what would be an appropriate for Savant to take anyway if she did have them. I mean, what? Her it's not like her father's rogues gallery is gonna go after her. Well, maybe I should just put that in there just because you did that. Then I can add serendipity. No, seriously.
Well, anytime you want to have some fun, just buy enemy unknown.
Done.
At which point I will come up with something for you.
I'll still need one more drawback. But I'm going to wait till Archie's ready and then we can do that together.
I'm trying to... Well, enemy having a... Her father's rogues gallery of some sort being after him, even now. Actually, probably have to do something with why they think that she might be in suspension.
While it's an amusing thought to take your dad's rogue gallery, they would all be aged 70 plus years.
Yeah. Well, no, unless they're a K-beat also. But, yeah. I'm not I'm not trying to go ahead and write on her father's past.
Alright, I got a suggestion for you, Dave.
What's up?
Frightening.
There's
just something about him that puts people off. He just doesn't feel right.
Well, unless you want to use frightening as a boon when he wants to do it.
Would that be only while he's using his powers or at all times? Because when he's not using his powers, he looks like a regular guy. When he's using his powers, there's just a void outline where he should be.
Well, definitely when he's using the power. I would say it's just when normal people are around him, they just get a weird feeling about him. They might not be necessarily afraid of him, but he's just that, he gets those weird looks like there's something off about that guy. Of course, your eyes wouldn't help either. You don't get a lot of head of chromium or iridium. That'll draw stares.
The only thing I can see is if they were after my father's shield, her father's shield as a trophy.
Well, there's always one staple, Archie. Your father was in World War II. Nazis.
God, Nazis are still after him. Well, it's not like they attacked him after after the war.
Or did they? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Lord. What do you think, Dave? You think I should stir up this can of worms again?
I will say when we get back to our other campaign, this is going to come up.
Don't forget to spell your Nazis with a G. Nazis.
Aldo Rain style?
Yeah.
See, the only reason I would go ahead and get enemy Nazi would be to go ahead and use that same point I get to get a reputation against said Nazis.
Yeah, if you don't actually have a need for the drawback, I wouldn't advise taking one just to get an extra point.
There's no need for him to give fuel to attack me. Although I'm sure he's going to end up using the Nazis against me anyway.
I mean, there's this nice big section in the book about Nazis, you know. I got to use it.
Well, here's the thing.
Dave knows what I'm talking about, right,
do
Dave?
Do they have anything as far as a reputation-wise a concern? Like something that influences other people to want to go ahead and try to help her because of her legacy? I mean, I don't have the points for it. I would have to get rid of something. I would have to power something down. But oh, that's right. Okay. You know what? I'll wait until I actually have a experience so I can go ahead and add that. It's like people just discovering that she's around. Because right now it's still a relative unknown. I still don't know how well history has, how Captain Patriot's legacy has passed on. For all I know, he could have been a pariah.
Turns out he was a big fan in New England.
See, I think the problem I'm having, I'm having a streak of power gamer still in me. From dealing with other systems.
If that was true, then you would totally have a second tool right now. So that's the kind of thing where I can't turn off my min-maxing brain. I would never buy just one tool. My brain just won't let me.
So, are you going to take a drawback or no?
No.
All right. Well, then I took enemy unknown just for you, man.
That wasn't what I was saying while about.
What are you saying while about?
Nah, I was looking at her attack value.
I haven't even looked at it yet. Ooh. Now, I didn't set this up. I didn't try to get this. It just came out that way. Five dice. Shit, that's the first.
All things considered, the research probably isn't a requirement. However, it does keep things interesting.
It bumps her up to terrifying.
Yeah. It's what's giving you that fifth die.
Does it affect the game balance?
Well, short answer is...
be a bit of a glass cannon. You can dish it out, but you're not going to take it very well.
Although you do have 21 stamina.
Wow.
Well, actually, now I'm really excited for these two to meet.
As opposed to Flux's 15.
Flux's 15? What is Flux's defense?
Flux's defense and offense are both 27.
Of course, he rolls with a crew. Ooh, defends against all. Aren't we fancy?
Oh, you know what?
Oh, Lord. And unlike freaking Ariana, she can actually defend against quickness.
Well, yeah, you're kind of based around not getting hit. Dave's shuffling points. Look at him shuffle. I see an offensive roll.
That's because I thought I had taken it and I hadn't. Oh, my bad.
Oh, my. Thought he'd taken it.
It'd be different if I went ahead and I took 1 point back and bought a... and actually bought the shield as a something to support defense. Then again, I could always spend 3 willpower and try to keep the shield as a for the rest of the scene, right? Or
power shift power won't work for a defensive role.
Well, I have it as a tool, right? The hidden weapon.
Right, the hidden weapon allows you to add like a boon to something.
Which would be like support defense.
The way it's written up right now is once per session, you can use it to add an additional boon to your primary attack or defense. So, for instance, you could use it as a shield and add boost armor, giving you 2 more points of armor. Or you could use it to add devastating and add 4 wounds to 1 attack. But as it's written right now, it's a one-off bonus.
And if she really has to freaking bust it out, that just keeps some willpower handy. I'll save that if I'm fighting multiple people. Well, I think I'm done. Now, I'm just picturing her sparring with Dad, and every time he tried moving, and she would grab her hand and like say, "Stop hitting yourself," or some shit like that. But that just makes Dad sound like a dick, so I'm not going to do that.
Well, he was an American tool, so.
Yeah, well, you know what? There was enough dickery in the freaking Golden Age, especially cause with Superman, from what I read.
It's a great website.
Oh, it is 1 a.m., so I guess we'll save the Issue Zeros and Team Origin for next time.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
I'm fighting to stay awake.
Yeah, I think it's a good time we cut it here then.
I like the fact that both of your characters are kind of like soulmates in regards to being out of time.
Well, like I said, that's really where I got the idea from. I was like, well, what if both characters were displaced in some way?
And I can already see why your character would have found Savant, since you have that sense.
Yeah. That sense is kind of like the, yeah, just put me in whatever story I need to be in.
I believe that's referred to as the GM lure. Read them in.
Alright, good night, everybody.
Alright, signing off. See you next week.
See you next week. Talk to you later.
We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of the Three Rivers Academy. Our theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and is available online at incompetech.com.
Fucking Schrodinger's fire escape.
I thought that was Schrodinger's, but whatever.
I don't pronounce names well. I'm American. I'm not required to, apparently.